it's a little overwhelming, I think, but so far so good. I feel like the reaction has been positive. I think it's people are just surprised that somebody at NASA looks the way I do, but I think it's good.
I mean, I guess, you know, with the sort of hair that you have, you must have thought that someone would spot it and highlight it. I mean, it kind of comes as a complete surprise.
I did something very similar for launch. I kind of like to do the different hairstyles or, you know, things with my hair just for various events on the project. You know, actually, which I thought was a little more audacious or brightly colored at launch, didn't get any attention. So this time I thought, you know, okay, maybe there'll be a few more cameras around, so I'll tone it down a little bit. But I don't think I definitely didn't anticipate this level of attention at all.
So just describe what it looks like now. And I'm kind of intrigued now what it looked like at launch.
Okay, so right now it's kind of what you saw on landing day. I've got a little bit of a hint of blue and red in there, and the stars down the side of my head. At launch, I had just the entire mohawk part of it was going from kind of a red all the way to a gold. So it looked like, you know, like a rocket kind of taking off on top of my head.
Just to be clear, you say you do this for these special occasions. I mean, how do you wear your hair normally?
I do have a mohawk or a faux hawk, as it goes, typically.
What's a faux hawk?
A faux hawk is where, you know, it's a little bit more of a longer on the sides, and I just kind of taper it up into the mohawk, you know, using gel or whatever.
And what does NASA make of this? Do they like it?
I think so. Everybody's sort of, you know, been high-fiving me in the halls, and even some of our more senior NASA people. And I think most importantly, the people I work with and everybody on this project, they just see it as a great opportunity to get some good publicity for this mission and to show that it takes all kinds of people to make these sort of things happen.
Do you think that is a genuine benefit, that the people who might not have taken much interest, you know, I'm just looking at a picture of you in something called the Style blog. So people who read those kind of pages, you know, might have seen your picture and then, you know, found out about the mission.
I hope it works that way. And I hope that other people who, you know, had thought, oh, maybe NASA isn't the kind of place I want to go. Maybe it's just older guys or whatever. I hope they see that and they're inspired to maybe come to NASA, come work here. I think the stuff we do is so incredible. And I hope that people are inspired by it and motivated by it.
So what's the next big landmark that's going to give you the impetus for a new hairstyle then? When does that come?
You know, if we discover something really awesome, like
life,
some organic...
an alien?
Well, life would be... That's, you know... For that, I might, you know, have to do something amazing. But I'm looking forward to organic compounds, some of the building blocks of life, and some of the, you know, if we can discover basically the habitability part of Mars, in other words, are there things on Mars still that would make, you know, that would allow Mars to support life, I will definitely, you know, I will shave a chemical compound on the side of my head or whatever for that, because I think this mission is going to give us 2 years of just amazing science and, you know, and some absolutely beautiful photographs of Mars, of course, too.
Let's just hope it's a fairly simple compound. Otherwise, you're going to have to fit a lot of letters on your head, aren't you?
Yeah, let's hope so.